Hey, baby. Welcome home and happy Valentine. Wow. Those are a lot of flowers. Where'd they all come from? From work. Well, do the people from work know that you're in a relationship with a guy? No, I'm not upset, per se. I know you're beautiful, and I know you're smart and clever, and I know people can't help but be drawn to you. I mean, I was drawn to you. And it scares me a little bit when other people start to look at you the way I do. Of course I trust you. It's not like that. It's me I don't trust. Look, can we drop this? Just for now. Just for tonight. It's Valentine's Day. And the last thing I want to do is fight with a woman I love on the day I'm supposed to show her how much I love her. Okay? Yes, we can talk about it later, I promise. But right now, I want to hold you. Can I do that? Well, I can't really pull you in close with 50 bouquets between us. Here, let me take those. There you are. You're covered in flower petals. You even have some in your hair. I don't know, don't try to brush them away. I like it. It makes you look ethereal. Like an ancient goddess. And you smell... so good. My own little garden in my arms. I love you so much. You know that, right? So much that it's hard to breathe sometimes when I think about you. About your smile and your laugh. And the way your eyes sparkle when you're up to no good. I love the way you make me feel. And how you feel against me. Cuddled on the couch, dancing in the living room. Making love in our bed. And with that masterfully subtle segue, I am going to pick you up. Carry you to our room. Lay you out on our painfully cliched rose petal covered and candle surrounded bed. Yep. And perpetuate even more stereotypical behavior by feeding you chocolate and strawberries, huh? Damn. I was hoping you wouldn't notice. Yes, there is a portion of the chocolate from that box missing. I had to make sure it was good enough for you. Yes, I did the same with the strawberries. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So shut up. And open wide. Yes, I realized what I just said. Hey, cut me some slack. I have a gorgeous woman beside me, laying in a bed prepared for romance on the day that practically screams, "Give me chocolate and sex!" Forgive me for being a little... addled. Oh my god. You're ruining all my careful planning. Will you just eat the fucking strawberry, you brat? Okay, here. That's better. And yes, I did sprinkle them with just a little bit of sugar, just the way you like them. Now a piece of chocolate. Oh, did I forget to mention? They're rum-filled. How is it? The sweetness of the strawberry, the smoothness of the chocolate, and the soft burn of the alcohol. Is it good? Do you want more? Of course, my love. Whatever you want. Another chocolate? Okay. Not too many of the chocolates, baby. Junk sex is fun sometimes, but that's not what I want tonight. I want you to be floating, just the right side of tipsy. Is that okay? If it's not, we can nix the chocolates. And she shoves another 3 in her mouth. All right, no more. All done. Here, have a strawberry. Bloop. Oh my god. Pouting at me while your cheeks are puffed up with chocolate. And the slightest drunk flush creeping up on your neck. You adorable little shit. I love you. Rummy. You taste good. You know, the smell of the flower petals, I swear I could get drunk on you alone. There you go. Have you finished the chocolates? Good. Now open your mouth and let me kiss you properly. Your mouth is so hot, baby. And the rum makes my tongue tingle. Fuck. I love how you taste. Okay. I'm gonna undress you now, okay? Gonna ease your shirt over your head. And slip off your skirt. That's nice. Yep. Help you kick off these beautiful but uncomfortable heels that you only wear because they make your legs look fucking amazing. And then I'll just sit here and drool for a little bit. Wondering when you bought this new set of underwear. God damn, baby. You minx. You know exactly what you're doing to me. That's why you're arching your back and spreading your legs like that. Something you want, baby? Somewhere you want me to touch? Or kiss, maybe? Fuck. I forgot you lose your shyness when you drink. Every inhibition right out the window. On any other day, you never would have been able to say, what was it? Please put your mouth on my pussy and fuck me with your tongue? At least not without stammering and blushing. Impatient little thing. Well, I suppose you did say please. And how can I ever refuse such a pretty face? Oh, baby. You're so hot, I can feel the heat from here. And I'm barely between your knees. So wet, too. I can see you clenching and twitching every time my breath washes over you. Spread wider, sweetheart. Make room for me. There we go. Nice and snug. I barely have to move if I want to nuzzle you. I kiss you. Or open wide and take as much of you as I can in my mouth. Fuck, I can taste you. Even through the silk. So delicious. That's it, baby. Rock your hips into my mouth. Let me get you nice and wet and ready for me. Okay, fuck this. As pretty as these panties are, they're keeping me from fucking you with my tongue and from teasing your clit. Ergo, then you have to go. I'm not gonna rip them, jeez. I know things like this aren't cheap, and I absolutely want you to wear them again in the future, so relax. Don't get your panties in a twist, that's my job. Okay, that was bad. That was really bad, but you didn't have to kick me. Okay. Baby, surely there are better things we could be doing instead of berating me for my horrible sense of humor? Such as this? Yeah, I thought so. Behave, or I'll stop. You know I will. There you go. Just relax. And spread wider for me. Good girl. God, you taste so fucking good. Come on. Moan louder for me, baby. Put your hands on the back of my head and fuck my face. That's it. Fuck. Fuck. You want my fingers inside you? You want me to finger fuck your tight, wet pussy while my mouth teases and torments your little clit? Whatever you want, baby. Anything you want. I can feel your thighs twitching, baby. Are you gonna come? Am I gonna spasm? And shudder? And gush all over my fingers and mouth, Because that would be very best thing you could do for me right now. Come on, baby. Come on my face. Let me taste you. Let me drink you. Come for me, baby. Come for me. Right fucking now. Baby. Oh, baby. That was incredible. I think I might have a bald spot now with how hard you grip my head. Don't apologize. I liked it. I like knowing I can make you that mindless in pleasure. I love helping you let go like that. Face to face once again. Miss me? You shut up. You should not be this mouthy after coming so hard. Bruises my tender male ego, you know. Hold that thought, sweetness. I find that I am horribly overdressed for this occasion. Much better. Oh, and you've completely stripped too, getting rid of that cute but unneeded bra. Perfect. You really did look amazing in that set. Not that you don't look amazing in everything you wear, but... It was beautiful against your skin. And it makes me really happy that you wanted to do something for me today, too. And by happy, I mean horny as fuck. You know that, right? Yes. That always shuts you up, doesn't it? Just the feel of my cock sliding inside you seems to make all your words and clever little quips just fade away. At least until you start begging and whimpering like that. Then nothing can shut you up. Not that I would want to, of course. Shit, do that again. Clench your pussy around my cock. That's it. God, you feel so good. Fuck. So hot. And wet. And tight. So fucking good. Shit. God, I love you. That's it. That's it. That's my girl. Not gonna last much longer, sweetheart. Are you close to? Well, if I put my hand here, and my thumb here, how about now? Yes. Fuck, yes. I'm gonna come inside you, baby. I wanna feel you coming when I do. Come on. Baby. Baby. Let's come together. Let's come. Shit. Actually black out if I try to stand up. God damn. Whew. I love you. You want to talk about earlier? Now? Seriously? Fine. Way to kill the afterglow, babe. Ow. All right. I get it. I'll talk. Just Keep your pillows to yourself. I was a little upset seeing you with all those flowers from other people. Not gonna lie. It reminded me that I'm not the only one who thinks you're beautiful or amazing or all those other wonderful things that you are. And that got me a little worried. No, I was worried that I don't tell you those things enough. That I might have started taking you for granted. And I never want to do that. Ever. I saw the flowers and... even with all the stuff I planned. The rose petals, the strawberries, all of it. I still mentally punched myself and thought, why didn't I think of that? Why did someone else have to give her what I should be giving her every single day that she graces me with her presence? And I know that's stupid, and I know you don't expect or demand flowers or anything else for that matter, but it's what I thought, and that's why I reacted the way I did. I'm sorry. So, you forgive me? I'm glad. I'm so glad, so fortunate to have you in my life. To be able to love you. And I do love you. So very much, baby. I love you to the moon and back. So much that I can say that unironically and still get you to smile. I love you. Happy Valentine's Day, sweetheart.